Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, today is the school board's election of officers, and Lum has finally worked out a plan which will practically ensure his re-election to the presidency of the board. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Mary in the Jot 'em Down store and library, waiting to hear the results of the election.
Is it next Monday I start into school, Uncle Abner?
Yeah, that's right, Mary.
Well, what grade will I be in?
Well, me and Lum both claims you're smart enough to go right into the eighth grade. But Professor Sloan says you ought to be in the seventh.
Seventh, huh?
Yeah, he claims it ain't good for a young un to be advanced too fast, he says.
Oh.
But don't worry about that now. Lum can get you into the eighth grade because he's president of the school board.
Oh, has he been reelected already?
Well, no, not exactly. That's where he's at right now at the board meeting.
Board meeting, huh?
Yeah, I don't reckon they've done the voting yet, but there ain't no doubt what Lum will be elected president again.
Well, how do you know there ain't no doubt?
Huh?
I thought Uncle Lum was worried about Mr. Seastunk getting elected this year.
Well, he was, but then Lum started up a plan to where he's bound to get himself voted back into office now. And it's a good one, too. That Lum is a genius when it comes to studying up junk. I just got to hand it to him.
What kind of a plan is it?
Well, this is all politics. You wouldn't understand it, sis.
Politics?
Yeah.
Well, I might. What's the plan?
Well, try to simplify it for you if I can.
Yeah, simplify it.
You see, every year all the board members, that is four of them, Lum and Ezra and Sister Simpson and Squire Skimp, why, they always vote for themselves for president. And Caleb Weehunt, that's Cedric's poppy.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, he's a fifth member, and he's the only one that don't vote for himself.
Oh.
He votes for somebody else.
Well, golly, he'd have to.
Huh?
He wouldn't make no good of a president.
Oh, no, of course he wouldn't. Anyway, whoever Caleb votes for gets elected. But Lum couldn't study up no way to make sure Caleb's vote.
No.
So he finally got the idea of passing a rule to where nobody could vote for themselves this year.
Can Uncle Lum pass rules himself that way?
Well, no, not exactly, but see, all the others would have to be for that rule, because none of them would want to admit that they always voted for themselves, don't you see?
Oh. Uh-huh. But how will that help Uncle Lum win?
Well, he's got that all figured out, too. And this is where the genus part comes in. Lum says that none of them will vote for Sister Simpson, because that's the last thing they'd want is a woman president.
Uh-huh.
So that illuminates Sister Simpson.
Uh-huh.
None of them will vote for Caleb, natural.
So that illuminates him, too, don't it?
Yeah. And Squire and Ezra hate and despise one another something wonderful, so they won't vote for each other.
No.
And long as Caleb and Sister Simpson are illuminated, why, that just leaves Lum. So he's sure to get two votes right there.
Yeah, but what about Sister Simpson and Mr. Weehunt? Who will they vote for?
Well, Lum says that Sister Simpson will more likely vote for Ezra. Of course, she don't like Lum.
She don't like Lum, huh?
Yeah, but that won't matter, because that'll just give Ezra one vote.
But what if Mr. Weehunt votes for him?
Well, he won't, though, because Lum's going to be sort of subtile and let Caleb know that he's going to vote for him.
Uncle Lum's going to vote for Caleb?
Yeah, and that'll just tickle Caleb so much, you know. Well, of course, it'll be more like the first vote he ever got in his whole life. So natural, he'll want to return the favor and vote for Lum. And that gives Lum three votes right there, see?
Three votes right there. Gee, that's pretty good plan, ain't it?
Pretty good. It's might not perfect. That Lum, he's got a head on his shoulders. He sure has got one.
Yeah, but how's he going to be subtile and let Caleb know?
Now, mind out. Wait a minute, sis. There comes Cedric. Mind out.
What?
Cedric coming in the store there. Better not be talking about his this right in front of him. He'll run home and tell his papa about it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, hello, Cedric. Come on in.
Hello, I'm done in. It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, come
hello,
on back.
Hello, Miss Mary.
Hello.
Did your papa go to the board meeting today, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. He went to it.
Well?
This might be the last one he goes to, though.
The last one?
Yes, Mom.
Leastways, that's what he told Mama today.
Huh.
He says he might unresign himself from the school board, he thinks.
Well, what does he want to do something like that for? Don't he like being on the board?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon he likes it all right, but he says he sits there at them meetings and he don't hardly know what's going on half the time, he says.
Well, more likely he's right. He ain't exactly the lecture type, I don't believe.
Mom?
I mean, your pa ain't the smartest feller in town, says
he. Oh, Papa's smart enough, all right, but he just don't know much.
Yeah.
Leastways, not about no stuff like that.
No, he's more the blacksmith type, I reckon.
Yes, Mom.
I don't believe there's a better blacksmith than him in the whole world.
No, Mom, not even in Pine Ridge.
Oh, of course not. But he just ain't got no head for school board stuff.
No, Mom, not for school stuff.
Mary here starting into school Monday, said Rick.
Are you sure enough, Mary?
Uh-huh. Might be in the eighth grade, too, maybe. That is, if Uncle Lum gets elected again.
Oh, well, he will be. Papa's aiming to vote for him, I know.
Gee, I hope I get along to school all right.
Well, you will, sis. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Well, I hope so. What's the Pine Ridge school like? Is it nice?
Why, sure it's a nice place. I never went to it myself, of course, but Cedric here has. Fact is, Cedric went there for quite a while.
Did you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
You did?
Yep. Yep.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, go ahead, Cedric. Tell her all about the school.
Oh, ain't much hardly to tell, hardly. But... Well, it's a nice place. It's over in that direction, over yonder, I think.
Oh, I know that. But, I mean, what did you do there? How do you act there?
Well, you get learned stuff there, I know. And mark on the blackboard and draw pictures on them. I can't recollect what it is you learn there now. Something, though, I think.
Well, what kind of dresses do they wear mostly?
I don't know. I just always wore overalls.
Well, she don't mean you, Cedric. She means the little girls.
What girls?
The girls that's going to school.
Oh, what about them?
What kind of dresses do they wear mostly?
I don't know. Regular girls' dresses, I reckon.
Yeah, does that answer your question, sis?
Well, not hardly.
Oh.
Cedric, which is the best grade to be in, the seventh or the eighth?
Mom.
Which did you like best, the seventh or the eighth?
Oh, seventh or eighth reader, you mean?
Yeah, that's right, Cedric.
Well, Doggo, I never know they went up that high.
Well, which is best, Cedric?
Oh, Miss Mary, ain't there some questions you want to know about the third reader? I can answer them good.
Yeah, you see, you say Cedric never got past the third reader, hardly.
You mean you never graduated, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think I did. Stepped into the third reader. Graduated into that from the second reader.
Well, that ain't exactly graduating, though, Cedric.
Well, I done it, though. And I must have graduated from the first reader into the second, too.
Oh? Uh-huh.
Or the second into the... No, first into the second. That's the way I went.
Yeah, that's right, Cedric.
I don't recollect it, though. I might have just skipped the first reader. I don't know.
No, you was in it, Cedric. The reason you don't recollect it, because you was in it such a short time.
What, was I just in there a short time?
Oh, yeah. You made it quicker than Charlie Warren did, I believe. You was just in there 2.5 years.
Well, good for me.
Yeah.
Gee, Cedric, you ought to go back to school and graduate.
I'm pretty smart, ain't I?
Yeah. But you won't ever get into college if you don't go back to school. Will he, Uncle Abner?
Well, no, sis, but I'm feared Cedric ain't exactly cut out for school and book learning and all that. He sort of takes after his pa. See, he tried going back to school, but it just don't work out good. Well, for one thing, there ain't no desk big enough for him.
Well, that's the reason I had to give up school. The chairs got too little for him.
You mean you got too big for them, Cedric?
Well, something happened.
Yeah.
When I went back to school one summer, I couldn't fit in them. Couldn't get my knees under them. Don't fit no more, I know that. Then, of course, I had that other problem.
What other problem, Cedric?
Oh, every year all the young'uns passed into the fourth reader, and then I'd have to get acquainted with a whole new bunch of young'uns the next year. Happened every time, looked
like. Just the same, Cedric, you ought to go back to school. Maybe I could help you with your
lesson. Wait a minute. There comes Lum down the street. The lesson must be over. I found you old Lum's happy now. Everybody be sure and congratulate him and all that.
Yeah.
Act like you're awful proud to hear the good news and all.
Good news?
Yeah.
Mr. Lum being elected president of the school board again ain't new news.
Well, no, but Lum sort of likes to think it is, Cedric.
But this time he had it all planned out ahead of time.
Mary, careful what you're saying in front of Cedric.
Why?
You forgot to spell out my name, Mr. Abner.
Mind out.
C-E-D-R-I-C.
Mind out, Cedric. Here comes Lum out. Act tickled to death. Well, howdy do, President Edders. Come right in.
Oh, howdy, Mr. President, Lum.
I'm tickled. Congratulations, Uncle Lum.
Yeah, sit right down over here, President. Right in the honored chair. Tell us all about the election now. Whoever in the world could have won it this year?
I'm proud to hear the good news, I think, Mr. Lum.
How many votes did you get? Three? Well, good for you, President.
Can you help me get into the eighth grade now, Uncle Lum?
Why, sure you can. Can't you, President?
Abner.
Yeah?
I wish you'd stop calling me President.
Huh?
Because I ain't President.
You ain't?
No.
For the land's sake. Did Edgar beat you out after all, Lum? What happened?
I don't know.
Well, didn't you pass that rule about nobody can vote for themselves?
Yeah, I got that passed all right.
Well, didn't Caleb vote for you like you aimed for him, too?
Yeah, he voted for me, but he was the only one.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Huh. All the rest of them must have got the same idea I did.
Same idea?
They all voted same as I did.
You mean it?
That's exactly what I mean. Huh? The new president of our school board is Caleb Weehunt.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, good for my papa.